But what were your first thoughts when you got the call tonight?
You know, my heart dropped. When I seen the different area code, I was like, okay, here we go. I was starting to get a little aggravated and stressful because I probably thought I would have been gone off the board a long time ago. And as soon as I got the call from Jacksonville, I was like, okay, let's go. They're getting a good plan. I can't wait to go. I'm so excited.
You remember your meeting with the Jags at the Combine and how did it go?
Yes, I do. It went really well. You know, it was a great vibe in the room. The conversation was great. We even had a little humor. We laughed. You know, it was a great vibe in that room the whole time. I couldn't tell you it wasn't who it was.
What's your relationship like with Doug Marrone? Have you gotten a chance to meet with him at all?
Yeah, he was there. You know, he seems like a very, very competitive coach. And, you know, that's something I'm used to, you know, because I'm a competitor myself. And I just can't wait to start playing for him. And, you know, just help this team out the best way I can. And if it's right going, best going center, the best way possible, I'm willing to help this team. And I can't wait to get started.
So the night was difficult, AJ, and it sounded like you thought you'd go earlier. Just talk about going through that and how you dealt with it.
Well, you know, like I said, it was kind of stressful at the moment. You know, me just sitting here, it's like, where am I going to go? You know, there were some teams that had some interest that I was expecting to go to. I was sitting here like, okay, this team's going to call. Okay, this team's going to call. This team's going to call. And then, when I got the call from the Jags, it just took my breath away.
Which teams did you expect to hear from?
You know, there were a ton of teams throughout the process that had interest. You know, everybody said New England had interest. Everybody said St. Louis had interest. Everybody, my agent said you guys had interest too in the earlier. But then I was like, well, dang, well, when the Jags are going to get me? And then it turns out y'all guys were waiting on me. Y'all still got me. Y'all didn't leave me hanging, and I'm glad you guys did.
How much pride do you take in your durability starting in 51 games?
You know, even I play through a lot of nicks and bruises. There's not a lot of games like you just said. I don't miss. This past year, I played with a sprained MCL because I knew that I got to play the best possible, you know, to help my team out. And I knew they needed me throughout the season to help them out in every way I could. And that's what I had to do. You know, even though the MCL sprained, I don't think it held me back that much at all. I was able to play through it.
What do you feel about coming in here competition-wise for spot on this line? Obviously, there's a bunch of new guys here, and I feel like you've got just as good a chance to start as anybody else at this point.
You know, me being a type of player I am, I'm going to work hard no matter what. If I was a starter, I was going to work hard. If I was behind somebody, I was going to work hard. So I'm going to give it everything I got no matter what, if I was trusted to start or not, like I just said. So I'm willing to get in, learn the process, learn the plays, and whatever coach needs me to play, I'm going to step in and try to play with the best of my ability.
Hey, what's your best Steve Spurrier imitation?
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is a tough one here.
Yep,
okay, well, I'm not going to – I don't really have a very good one, but I'm going to tell you this. Before games, you got me, AJ, and then there's PJ. But that's JJ. So I don't think he realizes it, but before games, he never calls me AJ. He always calls me DJ or JJ. He always gets the confusion.